playing role models. Oh, good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, listening to them tell me the stories of their everyday activities. And as I sit here as a glowing candle on their bedside, I am a bright, warm, gentle light in their life. And so it is. And so it is with Mary, who is 6, and John, who is 4, and Henry, who is 8, and Sylvia, who is 10. And they're all sitting there in a big circle, holding hands. And Sylvia is leading. Mm-hmm. And Sylvia says, "Now, you've all got to pay attention to me. You've all got to do what I'm telling you to do, because I'm the oldest, and I'm the smartest, and I'm the one who knows what's going on, and I'm the one who's the happy one here." And you know, Mr. Candle, Mary was crying in my ear, "I didn't like it when she did that." "Well, what did you do about it, Mary?" "Well, I just sat there." And then Sylvia said, "Now, you've all got to pay attention to me. I'm your role model. I'm your older one. And I'm the one who gives you the points of view. Now, and then she took her hand and then she clobbered John. Said, "John, stop that." And then she said, "Mary, stop your crying. And Henry, yeah, you're just a pain in the neck. Now stop it." And all the children were very irritated with Sylvia. And Mary said to Mr. Candle, what can we do when Sylvia is always trying to be the boss? What can we do? And Mr. Candle said, "You know, Mary, when people try to be the boss, you just turn right around and you be the real role model, and you just be a gentle, loving child." "But it's hard to be gentle and loving when someone's so bossy." "That's right, Mary. It's hard to stand up for who you are when someone around you is not being what you think they should be. And you see, Mary, when you think somebody else should be something that they're not, then maybe you're not thinking right." "Well, what should I think? Shouldn't she be nice?" "Mary, are you nice? Do you think nice thoughts about Sylvia?" "Well, sure I do. Sylvia's a girl." "Well, is that the only thing nice you can say?" "Well, she's my sister." "Well, that's pretty nice too, isn't it?" "She's older than I am." "Yeah, she's older than I am. 4 years older than I am. She tells me she's older than I am." "Now, Mary, would you like to have an example of how you could work with Sylvia?" And John and Henry were with Mary, but they weren't saying anything. They were just listening. "Yes, yes, Mr. Candle, yes." "Well, Mary, let's just go and sit with Sylvia and see what she's doing, because she's in the other room. Now, you can bring me along. I'm on my candlestick here, and bring me along." So, Mary said, "Henry, you're 8. You carry Mr. Candle." So Henry carried Mr. Candle. And they set Mr. Candle right in the center and all sat there and held hands with Sylvia. And Sylvia said, "What have you been doing? Why weren't you here? You should be here." And Mary says, "Sylvia, we couldn't wait until we got to be with you. We want to be with you so much because you're so wonderful." And John says, "Sylvia, being your little brother is so wonderful because you always do nice things for me." "Yes, I know I do. I do everything for everybody else." And Mary says, "Sylvia, why is it that you are such a beautiful girl? Will I look so beautiful when I'm older too?" "Well, you could." "Well, Sylvia, how do you get to look so beautiful?" "Is it because you always have a smile on your face?" "Yeah, I guess so." And John, 4-year-old John, says, "Sylvia, I have never seen you without a smile on your face." What? What? Sylvia knows that she gets upset sometimes with the rest of the kids because they're younger. And she said, what? And Henry said, Sylvia, do you realize in this candlelight you look just like Mother? What? And Mother is always so gentle and so kind, and that's what you are. You're always so gentle and so kind. Now Mary, John, and Henry knew that they were saying things that they wanted to be true. And they had talked a little more with Mr. Candle, and Mr. Candle said, you talk about the things you want to be true, not the things you don't want to be true. And so Mary, John, and Henry just talked to Sylvia and talked to Sylvia and told Sylvia how wonderful she was and how much she looked like her mother and how much she had the wisdom of her father and all of the good things that they knew that Sylvia would appreciate. And pretty soon Sylvia said, Mary, you are a bright girl. And Sylvia turned to John and said, Johnny, for 4 years old, you're just the huggablest brother anybody could ever have. Give me a hug. Come on. And then Henry says, Sylvia, just because we're only 2 years apart, that doesn't mean I don't get a hug too, does it? Well, of course, Henry. Come here. No. All right, I'll come to you. So Sylvia walks over to Henry and gives him a big hug. And they all end up hugging each other. And then Henry says, Dad was teaching me something today. How about trying it? All right, if Dad taught it, let's try it. And Henry says, all right, we go like this. And 3 times we say, om, 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 and then a hi, om. And then we say, I like me, and then we give each other a kiss. Okay, let's say it together. Together? Om, 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 om. I like me, 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 I like me. And so it is. Now, give each other a smackaroo right on the lips. So Mary and John and Henry and Sylvia kissed each other and hugged each other and said to each other, I love you. And from that day forward, Sylvia was the most beautiful role model of any child in the world. That's what Mary and John and Henry said, at least. And that's what Sylvia's mother and dad said. And that's what the neighbors said. And that's what the teachers at school said. And that's what the ministers at the churches that she went to said. And that's what all the people in the world who ever met Sylvia said, that she was the most wonderful, lovable girl in the world. Oh, boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman. Better get ready to jump into bed there. Give your mommy and daddy a big hug and a big kiss and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And cuddle down. And when you cuddle down, then it's time to say good night. See, Mr. Sandman's going to sprinkle some pixie dust on you, and it's going to make you have happy, happy, happy dreams. So have happy dreams, and remember, this is Mr. Candle speaking, saying, I'll be back another night to tell you some more adventures that I have with children all around the world. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.